The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Prepare the escape pod for a launch.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow.
Pressurizing.
Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future.
You will.
And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state-of-the-art.
Power.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came into logbook.com's escape pod. It's time to strap into the logbook.com's escape pod, a daily dose of the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unabashedly geeky. I'm Earl Green, and for the next few minutes, let's see what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1965, NASA launched a Gemini mission designed to test human endurance in space, Gemini 7.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Ignition.
Engine start. We have a liftoff.
Astronauts Frank Borman and Jim Lovell spent 2 weeks in orbit in the cramped cockpit of their Gemini capsule, setting a record that would stand for 5 years. Gemini 7 was actually in space longer than any of the moon missions. But this was also the first space rendezvous mission for the American space program, so they were about to have company. In 1996, a new era of Mars exploration was set into motion with the launch of Mars Pathfinder. Pathfinder successfully landed on Mars a year later, testing out a new landing airbag system and deploying the first prototype Mars rover, Sojourner. In 1998, things were looking up in Earth orbit, too.
3, 2, 1. We have booster ignition and liftoff of the Space Shuttle Endeavour with the first American element of the International Space Station, uniting our efforts in space to achieve our common goals.
Roll program.
Space Shuttle Endeavour lifted off with the Unity docking module in its cargo bay, which it connected to the already orbiting Zarya module. Construction had officially begun on the International Space Station. Born on this day in 1949, actor Jeff Bridges. Tony Todd was born today in 1954. Frank Zappa died on this day in 1993. On this day in 1967, the bar was raised for the combination of a rock group with an orchestra, thanks to the release of the Moody Blues album, Days of Future Past.
Just what you want to be, you will be in the end, and I love you. Yes, I love you. Oh, I love you. Oh, I love you.
Originally meant to be a throwaway album that would pay off the Moody Blues debt to their label, Decca, Days of Future Past instead went on to be a massive hit, one whose singles are still mainstays of the Moody Blues concert playlist. In 1975, it was a one-way ticket home for one member of the Moonbase Alpha crew, but there was just one catch.
Hello,
Commander.
Yes, Paul?
I'm getting a signal, sir, from the Caldorian spaceship.
What kind of a signal?
From Commissioner Simmons, sir. He thinks he's approaching Earth.
Earth, this is Commissioner Simmons, returning home. Can you hear me?
It's Andor and you. He must have known.
No, no. Well, evidently Simmons didn't give him a chance to make a matrix for his computer.
You've got to help me! Tony, this hasn't worked! You've got to help me! Send someone to get me, Tony! Tony, help me!
There's nothing we can do.
Can you hear me, Tony?
Oh, Tony!
The Space 1999 episode Earthbound guest starred Christopher Lee and saw the last appearance of Roy Dotrice as Commissioner Simmons. And in 2012, the lifelong dream of quite a few soundtrack fans came to life as La La Land Records released a massive 15-CD box set featuring every note of music recorded for the original Star Trek series, most of which had never been released before.
Every piece of music that was ever recorded for the show is on this album.
For 45 years, those like me who love this music could only dream about having it all.
We're looking at a 15-disc box set. A majority of the music featured in this box set has never been released. And of that unreleased music, there is a fairly large percentage of music that no one has ever heard, period, because it was written and recorded for the show, but was never featured in any of the episodes.
You're going to hear Star Trek music that no one's ever heard before.
You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. Our latest book, Warp 1, is available now. Thelogbook.com's extensive guide to the universe of Gene Roddenberry's Star Trek, including the original series, animated series, the movies, The Next Generation, Roddenberry's one-off TV projects, and much more. You can pick up other original books and DVDs and hundreds of other titles in thelogbook.com store anytime. Thanks for listening to the Escape Pod.
Commencing escape pod landing procedure. The logbook of your escape pod was written and prone to spiral pain.